we're looking at radar right now showing very patchy, spotty freezing rain kind of all over the Triangle region, and indications are over the last half hour or so that has picked up a little bit in intensity. So if you're out and about there, conditions on the roads are not getting any better. We're seeing numerous accidents out there around the Triangle and beyond. What's changed overnight is that the storm has tracked a little bit north and west of originally where the models had it going. So what that has meant for us is that we're more in that freezing rain regime and less in the snow and sleet. So we've had almost none of that in the Triangle region. Out to the Triad, they've had some sleet, but it's been mostly freezing rain as the warm air has started to come in over top of the cold air that's at the surface. So basically we have precipitation melting and then hitting the ground as rain and refreezing because it's so cold at the surface. We don't see those conditions changing much throughout the day today, so it's gonna be kind of rough sledding out there. But the further south and east you are, the quicker that change over to just rain and getting those temperatures above freezing will happen. But if we're here in the Triangle, at least for the next several hours, we're going to be below freezing, if not for much of the afternoon.
A couple of questions for you. Are we finished with the snow, number one? And number two, will it warm up enough today to get some of this stuff melted? And then what's going to happen tonight?
Yeah, so the first part of the system was for the snow. That has moved north of the area, so we are done with the snow, but we are certainly not done with the freezing rain, and that's not good news. As far as the temperatures go this afternoon, there is a really thin layer of cold air at the surface that's really hard to move. So even if we get warm air coming in, warm air rises up over the top of that. So it's got to erode from the top down, which could be several hours, so we're looking at least into the later part of the afternoon, and then for here in the Triangle and points west, like you guys are in Chapel Hill, it could be into the evening before we see conditions improve a bit. So if you're down south and east of the Triangle, you could definitely see some improvement this afternoon, but right now we're holding on to our warnings and advisories through much of the day today.
And what about precipitation or freezing during the nighttime hours?
Yeah, so overnight we do get a push of warmer air as the backside of the system comes through here. So the next portion, which is kind of out over Tennessee right now, that's where the heavier rain is and the even warmer air is. So that should be good news for most of us in the sense that we will be all over to rain. And then it would melt whatever has fallen so far, which hasn't been a lot. It's been just a glaze. But what is on the roads has caused a lot of problems. So if we can get rid of that glaze quickly overnight, we may be okay tomorrow morning. We are going to hold on to our winter weather advisory until 7 a.m. tomorrow for a lot of the Triangle In Chapel Hill, you guys are under a winter storm warning, and that will be held on till 7 a.m. tomorrow. So we anticipate overnight that conditions could improve a little bit, but the confidence in that is low right now, so we are going to hang on to those warnings and advisories.
From my earlier conversations with the National Weather Service office, I heard that despite this cold start to begin the week, we have some really warm weather on the way by the end of the week.
Yeah, it's going to be a welcome change, especially for us here at the office that have been working the winter weather for the last few weeks. It's going to be into the 50s and then into the 60s by Saturday as a nice ridge of high pressure comes, brings some Gulf of Mexico air up for a change instead of the Canadian air we've been seeing. So we're going to flip around to the mid-60s. We'll be above normal on Saturday. Still a little chance that we might see some rain with that too, but if it's warm, I will welcome a warm rain over what we've been seeing here.
That will definitely be a welcome change for all of us, and thank you for spending a few minutes out of your really busy day, I'm sure, at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and we'll stay in touch.
All right, no problem. Take care.